It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats Basketball is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb, and you're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. We got a lot to talk about. We've got two games we just had and three coming up, and we'll get started. We'll jump right in, and the unpleasant part of it is the Central game. It was 18-2 after the first quarter.
A lot to a little. They got after us.
They had awfully good quickness. Night. They had a lot. I tell you, I was talking about this game to somebody, and I said, you know, there'd be open passes, open shots, but by the time we would take them, there's a deflection. The ball's going a different direction. They just were quick. I don't know about their 84-foot speed, but their quickness, you know, in 10-foot dash or whatever, or closing out on shots, they were incredibly quick.
They just got after us from the start. I don't think we were really prepared for the war that was coming. And they sped us up from the start, got us out of everything we were trying to do, really on both ends of the floor, but offensively to where we were sped up, couldn't pass and catch, missed easy ones around the rim, and just made life miserable the first half. And I think a lot of that had to do with our I didn't think our approach and the fight was there to start. So when you go in down 20 plus at half, you're challenged as a group, and it can go one of two ways. And I was very pleased with the way that it went. I thought really after the first 5 minutes of the first quarter, where they just hit us right in the teeth, I thought we responded better, and then I thought we played much better the second half and executed what we were trying to do, took care of the basketball better, and made it look somewhat respectable. But they, credit to them, they just flat got after us from the word go, and put it away early, and they're good. And I've seen them in person twice, watched them on film, and they flat get after you. And Coach Walker does a good job.
That's one of the things I was going to ask you about, and you've already answered the question. You can't tell how quick they are on film, but you saw them in person live a couple times. That would tell you.
The weekend before when I watched them against Terre Haute North, and just flat take it to them and beat them by 20.
Was it 20?
Yeah, 17 or 20. And then this weekend, Terre Haute North beats North Central and Castle on the road. I think it goes to show how talented that Central is, you know. And they've got New Albany this weekend on the road, and I think they'll find out how good they really are too. They got it all. They got athletes. They've got some guys that can shoot the basketball. They've got good wing play. They've got some guys that go and rebound that understand their role. And I just thought they took a fight to us that we weren't prepared for. And just, like I said, sped us up, took us out of what we were trying to accomplish in terms of the offensive side, trying to make them guard space to take them out of double teams and some of the jumps that they like to do. Because we were sped up, they turned us over, and it got ugly in a hurry.
But the second half, was it even, or did you 2 points?
I think we beat them by two. But like when you're up 22 at half, it's natural to let off the accelerator some as the other team, you know. But I did think we responded the right way. And I thought that allowed us to kind of go in on Saturday on more of a positive note in terms of just I thought we played harder. I thought we competed better the second half. I thought we executed at a higher level. But the first half was definitely a learning experience for us. And hopefully that allows us to understand what it's like to play top caliber teams in terms of some of those guys that we have in our rotation that haven't played in a ball game like that. I think they understand now what it takes to go and compete at that level.
We Chris and I talked Friday night that game would help an awful lot down the road. Not the shellacking or anything like that, but the fact that now you saw how quick they could play, and you learned how fast you need to play to compete with some of those kind of teams. Now, you can't do more than what your ability allows, but they had that sense of urgency in the second half, and then they brought it out on Saturday afternoon from the opening gun, and you were down 18-2 on Friday night after the first quarter. You were ahead 20-2 after the first quarter on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought, that, like you said, the second half on Friday night allowed us to at least have a better taste in our mouth in terms of I thought we competed the second half. Mm-hmm. I thought we learned some lessons that first 5 or 6 minutes of the first quarter against Central in terms of just slowing ourselves down and what we have to do in terms of playing off 2 feet and using pass fakes and being fundamentally sound, because when you're not and you're playing a team that really runs around and tries to get into you, all that does is feed their frenzy. Yep. And I thought the first quarter, that's exactly what we did. We just kind of fed into their frenzy, allowed them to kind of smell meat, and they just kept coming, you know. And then I thought the second half we were able to slow down, and then really Saturday I thought we kind of flipped the script, you know, on a team that we felt like you should get after, and we did that from the opening tip. You know, first possession, we get a steal, Schickle goes down and tries to dunk it, and normally you get upset about a play like that when you don't score, but I thought that was just a tone setter for the night. Like, we're going to get after you, and we're going to keep coming after you until it's over, and I thought that just kind of got us some energy, and really, like you said, kind of just put them away and slammed the door from the start. You know, I thought our defense was high energy. I thought we were all over the place. I thought we covered up rotations and mistakes that happened just because of our energy and our effort. And that's what it's got to be every night. You know, I thought, like we said earlier, it's a war every night, and you've got to be prepared for it. And we were not ready to go in terms of the physicality and the mental part on Friday to start. And I thought Saturday we learned from that, and I thought we did a good job in terms of just taking them out of what they wanted to do and executing what we wanted to try and do on both ends.
Mm-hmm. Going back about, I don't know how many years, 4 or 5 years ago, Tristan Clowers seemed to be the one to set the tone defensively, and it was like, okay, now the next person would play better defense, and then the next person. You don't have that this year. You got 5 guys out there that are in people's belly buttons and going after them, and you bring people off the bench, and there's no drop-off. You guys are just defensively, I'm just really loved. I just didn't see you win a game 2-0 as anything. Well, they just
well, we about had to do that the other night. No, you're right. I think we've got some guys that enjoy that end of the floor. I thought Brady, the second half of the Central game, his energy level and just his overall efforts, I thought were a positive. You know, and some of our guys have to understand what they bring. We talked about at halftime, like, what do you bring to the table? And I remember I jumped a couple of our bench guys from the first half that one's hurt and not even playing. But what he brings to the table is his ability to talk and understand what they're trying to do out on the floor and help out teammates. And he wasn't a good talker on the bench. And I remember getting into him at halftime. And then all of a sudden he starts talking. And then Schickle starts getting after the ball, he starts getting after it on the floor. I mean, he dove on a loose ball, had 2 offensive rebounds, went and took a kid, went through a kid in an and one. Like, those things are contagious. Those effort plays, those energy plays, if you're willing to make them and excel with what you do, others follow. And I think we have 3 or 4 guys that can really set the standard on the defensive end in terms of getting into people, going and crashing glass, going and getting loose balls. Those are the things that we have to do on a consistent basis and have to be constants if we're going to be successful. And I thought the second half was better in that regard, and I thought Saturday night was really good throughout.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I said to you off the air, it's a shame. And no disrespect to Mount Carmel, but it's a shame they weren't a little bit better of an opponent, because I think that's your best 32 minutes that you put together, but you couldn't tell how good it was unless you had a more stout opponent against
you. I think you're right, but I think that's something that we had been missing was, I thought, a consistent 32-minute effort on both ends of the floor. And in order to go and beat the good ones, you've got to have 32 minutes. So mm-hmm. I thought Saturday was, and now it's our job now as we start this week to build upon that and be a consistent, have that consistent standard for 32 minutes.
You got 96 minutes this week.
We do. We have a lot of minutes this week. You're right. Busy week.
But that'll be a lot of fun. We're gonna take a first break now, and then we will talk about these games that are coming up, and we'll send it back to Dave in the studio. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it is not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Check out the inventory online at actpreowned.com, then come by 312 College Avenue to see your dream ride in person. Down payments as low as $500 or zero down with a trade on qualified vehicles. Financing is available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today, 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon, and online at actpreowned.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
It's a kind of leadership that I was the best leader I ever had. How much? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb, and you're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. And sorry, folks, we get talking about basketball off the air and didn't even realize when we came back on air. So I apologize for that mishap. But, Coach, we've got Heritage Hills coming to town tomorrow night. What do you know about them? And
well, they're good. They're always one of the better teams in the league, and coming off obviously a state championship in football, just an expectation of winning, and it doesn't really even matter what sport you play when you have that just mindset of going out and winning. That's a contagious thing, and so we're going to have to be on our toes and then be ready to go from the start. And we talked about just learning from Friday and being ready to go as we get started tomorrow night. But a very physical group of kids. You can tell a lot of those guys are football guys. They bring a physical presence about them and really use that. And we're going to have to be really good on the glass. I think that may be the biggest key, is our ability to just keep them off the glass for a consistent throughout the night, and then handle their physicality defensively. You know, they do a good job of using their bodies and hands and getting into you, and we have to be able to handle that and use our advantages to put them in binds. You know, I think we have quickness. We have some guards that I think can be tough matchups for them. We have to be the fight and take the fight to them and play to our advantages throughout. So excited for the opportunity. I think our kids like some of the game plan that we have, and hopefully we can go out and execute it. But they've got several guys that can really play. You know, the Gray kid, he hit a game winner against Floyd on Saturday night, down two, so he had a three at the buzzer to win on Saturday. Hope kids, their leading scorer, can score a different variety of ways, can shoot the basketball, put it on the floor. And then I think a kid sometimes that's overlooked on the basketball court is the Meredith kid, who as a coach, he's one that you appreciate a lot. He's just a winner. He might be the best leader of anybody that I watch in terms of opponents. You know, he's always talking to his teammates. He's always talking to coach, so he knows what's going on, so he can communicate to his teammates. He takes charges. He dives on loose balls. He just does all of the little things that as a coach you appreciate so much that don't ever show up in a box score. He's the definition of winner. And he's a kid that can impact the game just so many different ways that we've got to do a good job on him and match his intensity. I think he's kind of like we talk about tone setters and people that set the standard for your team. I think he's one for them in terms of all those little things, and then his just toughness in terms of getting into you defensively and making those little plays and diving on the floor. And then they got some other guys. Obviously, I didn't even talk about Pryor. He's started and off the bench, 6'5" kid who can really shoot it. So that they've got weapons all over the place, you know. But I feel like we've got some weapons that can be tough cards for them, and we have to take advantage of that.
Do Goldsberry and Ruxer play basketball?
No, Goldsberry's a wrestler.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, Goldsberry's a wrestler.
I mean, those guys are just really good athletes, and, and you're talking about winners. And you're all right, whichever sport it is, it doesn't matter. It's winning is contagious, and it sets a level of expectation within the program. And Meredith, you're right. He's one of those kids that does whatever's necessary, and that's what makes winners.
Well, obviously they're good every year. You know, losing Sicily, I think it changes who they are. You know, as everything was kind of ran through them through him the last couple of years. But I also think it opens some things up for some of their other guys, and you can see what they what they are as basketball players now too.
Yeah, I would think some of these other guys would step forward where you might. If you're playing with somebody of Sicily's caliber, you'd think, well, if I take this shot, it's one that he doesn't get, so maybe I should pass off or whatever. So you shrink your own game down to allow him to shine further, but it's a harder team to guard if everybody's playing harder and at a higher level, and now that he's gone, these other guys will step up and make them a little bit more difficult to play.
Sure. You know, I think the biggest issue they present is just, like I said, the physicality. You know, they're put together across the board. They've got a couple guys, 6'5", 6'6", that are long, and you've got to keep them off the glass. But then our guards have to be willing, and they have to do it all night long. They have to be physical and keep people off the glass. And I think the real key is the first 2-3 minutes of us just going and hitting them early on and setting a tone that we're going to have some fight tomorrow. Because I didn't think that fight was there necessarily on Friday night because of our inability to take care of the basketball and not get sped up. I think the key now on tomorrow night is having that fight in terms of being physical, accepting that it's going to be a war and it's going to be really hard at times, but just embracing the difficulty of it. And if you can embrace that and have success of keeping them off the glass early, I think some good things can happen.
Yeah, and that's we talked about Friday night's game, getting off to a good start and you know, not a ridiculously hot start or anything like that, but just get off on an even plane and get up and running, and we didn't. But after that all took place, you did, and you responded very well. So I think it shows the character of the team. Now the matter of it is, start on the first minute, not the 17th minute.
Sure.
And I'm sure those kids understand that. I'm kind of reducing it to the more simple thought, but that's if they come out. Play like they can play like they did the last six quarters, you know, it'll be a good ball game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Appreciate the crowd support the last 2 weeks. You know, the North Posey game obviously was a big-time crowd, and I thought we had a great crowd again on Friday, and unfortunately we didn't give them much to cheer about. So we've got to be better in that regard in terms of understanding we've had some great crowds, and we got to do a better job of taking care of the home floor.
I tell you, the North Posey game was very difficult for us to broadcast because it was so loud, it's hard to think. And then the band jumps in, which I love bands. And your pep band does a great job getting the crowd pumped. But, I mean, it was such a live atmosphere that night. It really made it – we really had to try and stay focused ourselves. And I know we don't impact the game at all, but it was just that's the impact the fans have. And I'm sure your players respond to that.
Yeah, we didn't very well on Friday, but yeah, you're right. And it's very much appreciated. We've had good students turn out and great fan support, so it's much appreciated.
You had a good turnout at Saturday at Mount Carmel.
And yeah, we did.
It's not that far of a drive, but I mean, it was. There's a little bit of maybe an unfriendly rivalry there. I mean, the North Posey rivalry is real strong, but it's good and clean and hard fought. The Mount Carmel one is just not as not a pleasant atmosphere, let's say.
We only played them my first year was the last year of the Big Eight, so we played them at home, and then we played them over at Carmine in that tournament my first year, and then took it 2 or 3 years off, and then we've played them here the last couple. But
Well, there have been a few football games.
Yeah, I've heard stories. You're right. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll go ahead and take another break, and then we'll come back and talk about Wood Memorial on Friday, and then Saturday's opponent is Gibson Southern. So we'll send it back to Dave. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com.
Holiday decorating time is here, and Bud's Hardware is stocked up on everything that you need, from indoor and outdoor timers to extension cords from 3 feet to 100 feet, plug adapters, and light gutter clips. It's all at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza. Voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Shake up your holidays with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep, like a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X 4x4, only $37,990, or a new 2025 Jeep Gladiator Nighthawk, only $41,845, or a new 2024 Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4, only $45,990. Wrap up the year with a new vehicle from Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 doc fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. Excludes previous offers. Ram 2500 price reflects commercial price for business owners. See dealer for details. Offers expire 1/2/25.
Happy holidays from Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, your number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. Now is the perfect time to let us help you find your dream home. With our market knowledge and expert negotiation skills, we will help you find the perfect home at the best price possible. Call us today at 812-453-1068 to discuss what you are looking for, or check out our listings online at teammilam.com. If you're looking to sell your home, we can help with that too. Team Milam, where we go that extra mile.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck. I'm sitting here with Coach Joe Newcomb. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. We talked a long time about Heritage Hills. We're going to have about half much time to talk about Wood Memorial on Friday and then Gibson Southern on Saturday, but they're all three home games.
Yeah, which is good this year. You know, it's not much fun next year when you go on the road, but I think Gibson got changed to this weekend for something. I think they go back a weekend next year. But Wood Memorial playing really well. They've won four in a row after getting beat by Princeton in the opener, and then don't play again until us on Friday. Scrimmage them up at their place, and they have some good guards, coaches, kids, Schoonover kids, averaging, 15 or so a game. Good hard-nosed guy.
How big a kid is he?
Just like a 6 foot, 6'1" guard. But
who's going to guard him?
I haven't thought on Friday yet. Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got tomorrow. Sorry, one game at a time.
That's right. Yeah. But he's a good player. Mallory kid, I think, is a transfer from Princeton, if I'm not mistaken. Another guard that can score it. And then they've got a couple kids with some size inside. The Condor kid's averaging 10 or 11 a game and about 5 rebounds. So they've got some nice pieces. They're really physical. I think that's something that from this summer we played them in a tournament somewhere in a shootout, and then from the scrimmage, I thought that really is something that stood out about them, was just their physicality, you know. And they play a lot of 2-3, so you've got to get the ball moving and find ways to get it inside and play inside out. But we got to do a good job of rebounding against them, matching their physicality, because that is something that really stands out about them.
Does their zone help them on the rebounding? It typically does, but
They've got, 6'6", 6'2", and then their guards are physical, so they do a good job of rebounding. They force you to make some outside shots, and you got to do that. But I also think – I thought we did a really good job against them in transition the first time we played them, or in the scrimmage that we played them up there, in terms of getting some easy ones from our defense. And then that's a key, again, is trying to get some easy ones from our defense against them.
It's one thing I've been real impressed with, aside from the defensive intensity has been phenomenal, and as tight and as much as they hustle and as tight as they play it, we don't foul an awful lot. We don't foul an excessive amount. I mean, you know, obviously you could play with zero fouls, you'd be tickled pink. But that ain't going to happen. But we don't get in serious foul trouble like we have in the past.
No, I think we have some quickness. You know, I think our lateral speed and quickness is better maybe than it's been in the past. I think when you have guards out on the floor that are able to move their feet and really hound the basketball, it helps. You know, and I think so. Even our Brady and Ryder and those guys, they're quick too. You know, they're good athletes that can move. And we've got to continue to try to get some things out of our defense. You know, I thought Saturday we got a lot from our defense. I think tomorrow and Friday, Saturday, we've got to do a good job of getting things from our defense.
Yeah. Brady and Snodgrass are difficult, odd matchups for opponents. They're both big and strong. They're not string beans, but they both have very quick feet. So a more slender, say a 3-man, can't handle their strength. And 4 men aren't as quick as they are in feet, so they're difficult to handle.
Yeah, you know, there's advantages and disadvantages in terms of not having a lot of size. You know, it's got to be a focal point.
I don't know any advantages.
It's got to be a focal point to rebound all the time. But I also think on the offensive end, it creates some mismatches for you, and we've got to continue to find ways to put people in tough guarding position and having to guard space with some of our guards.
Yeah, you commented about Wood Memorial's guards being physical and all. Your guards are very good rebounders, though. So when you're talking about hitting the glass, if the bigs can keep their big people back, our guards are going to.
Well, tomorrow we're going to be tested because really all week we're going to be tested. Our guards have to be more physical. You know, I think Meyer's done a good job of cleaning up some misses, and part of that's being 6'2", 6'3", and long. But our other guards, we've got to be more physical on box outs and go and check. There's been too many times where we want to go get, and the ball bounces over our head, and we can't be successful against the good ones doing that. We got to hit and rebound the basketball out in front of us before we think about going and running and trying to get out in transition, which has been an issue for some.
You know, back in the era when I played, and when you did it too, I'm sure, blocking out was just natural. It was automatic, and nowadays it's almost like it's an afterthought for kids, and they realize once the ball is in the hands of the guy they should have been blocking out, that's when it occurs to them, oh, I should have done that. Sorry, too late.
Yeah, with us not having a ton of size, we've got to do a good job of rebounding in front. As soon as it gets up over our head or behind, people are going to jump over us. And that's something that is talked about on a daily basis, but I also think we've got to do a good job of that. Specifically tomorrow, just giving up some size, we've got to do a good job of rebounding the ball in front of us.
Okay, we better touch on Gibson Southern. I know that's the third game, and you're just looking at tomorrow first, but get some people ready to come Saturday night.
Obviously, Gibson's always well-coached. You know, Coach Rohr does a great job. We had two really good games with them last year. We lost a tight one at their place and then got them in the sectional one and another close one, and they return a lot. You know, the Lamb kid, if not the best player in the conference, he's one of the top two or three players in the league, and averaged, what, 18 or 19 last year, 16 or 17 last year. He's a really good player, you know, can score in a variety of ways, can really shoot the basketball, can get to the rim. They do a good job of disguising things to get to him, get the basketball to him in different ways. Mm-hmm. And he's a matchup guy that he's a tough guard, you know. And then they got a lot of length out on the perimeter. Novotny, they got the Schmidt kid, who can really shoot it. Novotny can really shoot it, and then Truxell at the guard spot, the lefty. I've watched them now. He can really take he's really taken a step forward in terms of running their offense and kind of leading them at the guard spot. So another really quality opponent, another group of kids that are another team that will probably be near the top of the league at the end, and you got them at home. So it'll be a good challenge for us, and obviously with three games, be a quick turnaround. So it's going to be about us and some of the things that we have to do, more so maybe than what they do, in a quick turnaround like that.
Those were some football names you threw out there, too. And once again, that's an opponent that their football program has been very successful, and it you know, bleeds across the other sports. And they're gonna have an expectation of winning.
Well, they do up there. And Coach Rohr, I think he's one of the best around, you know, in terms of game planning, in terms of just his in-game stuff. I think he does a really good job. Really enjoy talking with him at different things, and have gotten to know him and have a lot of respect for him. So know they'll have a good game plan, and we'll have our hands full, obviously. We've played a ton of close games with them over the years, and I expect the same again on Saturday.
Do your kids enjoy this kind of, you know, rapid fire game after game after game?
I think so. I think they've been excited for just get it rolling. You know, we had a week to get ready for North Posey, and then came up short, and then had a week off, and I think that was hard. You know, I think that Friday, Saturday was good, and I think they're excited for this week to just get out and get going.
Yeah, it always was a lot of fun. You get tired of beating your head against each other in practice, and now going out playing, it'll be a lot of fun this week. Everybody at home, bring your noisy neighbors. Come out tomorrow night. Game time is 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yep.
5:30 and 7. Friday night is
6 and 7:30.
6 and 7:30, and then Saturday
5:30 and 7.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the out of town people are the earlier times. So anything I should have asked you that you would like to have answered, and I didn't give you a chance to.
Nope. I appreciate it. Hopefully, have a good week here, and excited to get going again.
Everybody healthy.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Okay. All right, with that, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
I'll send it back to Dave and just say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.